about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how we doing? Oh, my gosh, it's been a great day. It's going to even be a better night. Thank you all for tuning in. I know many of you just finished watching the debate, or you're trying to watch American Idol. You know, really, just can't you TiVo everything? You know, just listen to Dr. Dahlia. Then when you TiVo everything, you don't have to look at all the commercials. All right, I know. American Idol, yesterday they were up in Aspen, Colorado. It was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Earlier last week, or I guess on Sunday, we saw Jim Carrey's daughter. I think it's cool Jim Carrey's daughter tried to go and, you know, audition for American Idol. I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, she wasn't trying to use her daddy's connections to get a music, or maybe she did, and nobody could do anything for her. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to let people decide. She's done pretty well. I mean, I don't think she's going to make it too far, but, you know, she did well enough to get in, and, you know, so good for her. But that's got to be tough to live in someone else's shadow. That's got to be really, really tough. See, me, now, I could never go on American Idol. I just, you know, you have to sing and sing well. You know, and that wouldn't be me. I mean, I could sing in the shower. I could sing when nobody's listening. What's that saying? If a tree falls in a forest, but no one's around to listen to it, doesn't make a sound? That's right. You know, if nobody's around listening to me sing when I sing, do I sound good? And the answer is yes. But if someone's around listening, no. All right, guys, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are streaming live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. So wherever you are, Pacific time, 6 to 9 o'clock, we are live right now. Central time, 8 to 11. Back east, 9 to midnight. So we are live. Call in with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. That's 1-877-362-3254. Yeah, I heard your pencil break. Yeah, I heard it. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and, of course, emails. All right, we talked about a lot of good stuff, Apparently a four-year-old brought to school 9 bags of marijuana, right? I don't know where the parents were, what the parents were doing, not too good. But this was an interesting study here. Signs of autism could be detected in 6-month-old babies by measuring brain activity. Now, this is cool because usually autism isn't diagnosed till you're about 2. And talking or not able to talk and difficulty engaging. But at 6 months, they could measure by brain activity. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a doctor who's worked with many children, as a family doc, I take care of a lot of children. You know, a lot of times you could tell as a baby. I mean, you could really see if that baby's engaging with you. You know, and you can make him smile, go, you little baby, the baby's a kid. You know, when you do stuff like that, and then he smiles, and he's always looking at mama, or you try to examine him, and then he tries to reach for mama and screams for mama. You know, I mean, and you see him engaging with people around him. You can kind of tell. But they said they came up with a brain test. So what they did is, let me see what they did here. Sorry about that. I'm reading as we go. Okay, I mean, are they doing MRIs? Dr. Dahlia, shouldn't you read the article before you talk about it? This is breaking news. Look, when it's breaking news, I don't know if you watch people in the news media, but when they get breaking news, somebody hands them something, okay? And it's supposed to be in a big font. This was not handed to me in a big font, all right? All they're saying is scans. All right, so I guess as we get more news, okay? No, don't listen to another medical show. All right, as we get more news on this, I will then tell you what type of scan. But anyway, they believe that you can measure the activity, at 6 months. Okay, look, you know what? Breaking news is very difficult to do on the radio, very difficult, because I can't sit there and type and look it up and try to get what I need. Okay, now they aren't telling us what type of scans. They're just saying they can do scans. All right, well, then we got to find a source that tells us what type of scans, because I want to know. I don't really think you could really hold a baby down for an MRI. If so, the baby's going to scream. Okay, not good. But I got to be honest with you. Any way they could find autism early is better. The earlier you intervene. We were talking about this yesterday, how they think that some kids could actually outgrow their autism or where they are on the autism spectrum. And I don't think you could outgrow severe autism by any means, but I think if you have a child that's autistic, if you intervene early, I mean, there's so much you could do. In fact, one of the charities I work with is Fast for Kids. Fast for Kids is finding autistic solutions for tomorrow. What we do is we raise money to get all the educational tools and, you know, hire teachers, et cetera, or we give the money to the schools for them to do this, to teach autistic children and get early management. And Fast for Kids also does a car show once a year that's fabulous. So if any of you do have a little place in your heart, you know, for autistic children and want to help and are looking for a good charity, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Go to charities, and it should hopefully link you up to Fast. We are looking for any help we can with our big fundraising event in April. Any gifts to auction off the silent auction, et cetera. But I have four nieces and nephews along the spectrum of autism and Asperger's. So it definitely hits home to me. Okay, good, good, good. All right, what else do we have here? Washington is America's most literate city. Remember we had the rudest cities and New York was on top of it and Washington, D.C. was fifth? Now they say Washington, D.C. is the most literate cities. The four highest ranked cities of people who could read include Seattle, Minneapolis, and Atlanta. But Washington tops the top. Study ranks the nation. This was the Central Connecticut State University study. And it ranks the nation's largest communities based on six indicators of literacy. Newspaper circulation, number of bookstores, library resources, periodical publishing resources, educational attainment, and internet resources. See, many of us, we don't buy the newspaper because we go online. We're cheap. See, I'm cheap. I go online for my news. I don't read the paper. I mean, I probably should. It would help, you know, when the fiber kicks in. All right, guys, when we come back, I'm going to talk about global warming, the good and the bad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, no criticisms at 1-877-362-3254. So I found a fascinating article that kind of broke down what would happen if global warming continued in terms of fruits and food and business, and then what would happen that's bad. And, you know, I'm looking at this, and it doesn't seem too far-fetched. So I thought I would read this to you. Apparently, the U.K. had the government in the U.K. released a study identifying the top 100 effects of climate change and how they would possibly impact Britain in the next century. And, of course, we could translate this to America as well. All right. Now, of course, with the melting of the Arctic Sea, new routes will open up, will reduce journey times and fuel costs. Right. Maybe cost of public health and shipping will go down, but flooding could be a problem. So let's kind of break this down. So, all right, right now, these would be the positives to what would be global warming. OK, and I'm just going to kind of read through this list. Interesting. They say increased agricultural yields resulting from longer growing seasons and carbon dioxide fertilization, where water or nutrients are not limiting factors. They said there's going to be opportunities to grow new crops as a result of warmer climate and longer growing season. Said an advantage would be increased timber yields where water is not limiting to tree growth. Number four, opportunity to plant a range of timber species previously not considered suitable for forestry. All right, so maybe certain species would be able to do better based on the warm temperature. Makes sense. New foliage, etc. For business, possible increase in market opportunities such as tourism leisure industry because they have more time to party. Delivery of adaptive measures and products as part of the move to a low-carbon economy. All right. Now, for health, they say increased winter temperatures may lead to decreased levels of mortality and morbidity due to the cold. Okay? Increased summer temperatures combined with increased periods of time spent outdoors could increase vitamin D levels. There we go, vitamin D in the sun, to help to improve physical and mental health of people. That's right, less people are out in the sun because of vitamin D. If it's warmer, sunnier days, they may go out there. All right, I get that, although watch for melanomas, okay? But this is only the good stuff. What's the good stuff that happens with global warming? All right, we'll get to the bad stuff in a little bit. Okay, they say energy, you'd need less energy for heating because it's warmer. Makes sense, save money. Health and well-being, higher temperatures leading to increase in some provisioning services like agricultural and forestry. Increased habitat range for some species like warm water fish and southerly insects or plants. I don't like insects, but I know we need them, right? They say high summer soil moisture deficits, increasing demand. Oh, here's a bad side. I was going to say. Okay, so those are the good sides. Maybe help tourism, more people play outside, less cold, maybe less flu, maybe less mortality. Okay, that's what would happen with global warming. Okay, all right, downside. The higher summer soil moisture would probably cause more drying up of the soil and more irrigation demands for crops. Okay, increased competition for water resources in the summer, only to reduce summer rainfall and the need to address unsustainable abstraction, whatever that means. All right, so I guess less water. Crop losses and other impacts on highly quality agricultural land due to flooding and agricultural land loss due to coastal erosion. All right, didn't think about that one, huh? Large areas of forest at increased risk from existing and new tree diseases and insect pests, resulting in reduced tree production mortality and declining woodland condition because more bugs. Remember the bark beetle? Bark beetle killed a lot of trees near our area. Okay, drier conditions and any increase in the frequency of drought will reduce agriculture and timber yield. Of course, changes in forest productivity and consequences for species selection of timber yields are to be maintained. I got that. More frequent wildlife fires due to warmer and drier conditions. Yeah, Reno just had a horrible fire. Just Reno's luck, they had that fire when we had that horrible windstorm, and they didn't really get the precipitation, they just got the wind. The drier you are, again, more fires. So that's going to hurt agricultural business. Possible decrease in output for businesses due to an increase in supply chain disruption as a result of extreme events. Risk of increase in monetary losses as a result of interruption to business from flooding. Okay, if you have more flooding, got to close down your business. Greater variability in the availability of water. So those of you that rely on water, I guess. Potential loss of staff hours due to high internal building temperatures. Really? Why would the internal building go high? Oh, I guess maybe water issues. All right, increased summer temperatures will increase mortality and morbidity due to heat, like heat stroke. See, so you could have smaller winters but hotter temperatures. And I live in the desert, so no, I would not want anything hotter. Increased flooding would increase the risk of death, injuries, people suffering from mental health effects from the flooding. Increased ozone levels will increase mortality and respiratory hospital emissions. Increased temperatures combined with increased periods of time spent outdoors may lead to more skin cancers. Yeah, well, we all saw that one coming. See, you can't build us up and then have us crash, okay? You said we could play outside, get some vitamin D. Now you say we're going to get skin cancer. They say increased temperatures and changed rainfall patterns may lead to an increased health risk from water, vector, and foodborne diseases. Oh, I hate when they say vector. Doesn't that drive you crazy? You're like, okay, vector. You know why? You want to know why I don't like vector? You want to know why I don't like it? Because I took physics, and I had to take a lot of physics to get into medical school. And physics was my worst science. And what did we do in physics? Vectors. Now, vectors are important because when you work with EKGs, right, and you put the stickers and you're trying to get the energy from the heart, you work with vectors. So anyhow, vectors just drive me crazy. But, all right, so when I hear vectors, I don't like it. Okay, energy, infrastructure at significant risk for flooding, higher energy, demanding for cooling, heat damage, disruption to energy infrastructure, you need more water, road and railways are at risk for flooding, scouring of road and rail bridges, less water, damage to property, overheating in buildings. Oh, my gosh. Low water level and reduced river flows will then cause an increased concentration of pollutants and sewage. This sounds horrible. I'm scared. Soil moisture deficits and erosion impacting biodiversity. Oh, gosh, make it stop. All right, flooding and coastal erosion. Oh, boy, less beaches, or we have more beaches, but more dead fish. Loss of climate space with species unable to track climate change. I don't want to track climate change. This sounds scary. Possibility of algal blooms. Is that algae? Algae blooms. Ocean acidification. This is almost like Dante's Peak. Remember when the water turned acidic? This is scary. And species range shifts impacting on marine habitat species and the ecosystems. No. Changes in timing of seasonal events and migration patterns can result in mismatches between species. Oh, no. Such as predator-prey-host relationships. Are they saying predators and hosts are going to sleep together? This is like just absolutely mass chaos, Armageddon. All right, you know what? You know what? All right. I don't think we control the global warming like they say we do. When I read this, to me, there's a higher power. All right. I mean, they really make it sound so scary. All right. As far as I'm concerned, if God gets mad at us, yeah, maybe this will all happen. Yeah, true. Don't pollute. Okay. Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Try to take care of your environment, but I don't really see us as humans having this much power. I don't. All right. But they say blueberries will be fresher. They say our blueberries will be yummy. You know, blueberries are good. I'm a huge fan of blueberries because blueberries, they help with your memory. Blueberries are healthy. They help with your fiber, so they help you poop. They help with your memory. Very, very healthy stuff. We also talked about that, walnuts. You know, so anything that increases food supply is good. But you see, it was tit for tat. When we were looking at the good to global warming, more time to grow crops, that was wonderful. But then they said, but there's less water. So it's mix and match. You know, this is what happens. With Earth, everything has to go slow. Everything has to be in moderation. You can't do very, very quick steps. If the temperature rises a degree and the water goes down a little bit, as long as it's slow, just slow enough, plants will evolve. Remember, plants and stuff, they're very smart. You know, I remember as a little kid just watching how you would shade the plant from the sun except for something at like a 45-degree angle. And so that plant would just shoot off to that 45-degree angle. And it's like, you know, these plants, they're a lot smarter than we think. They really are. The Venus flytrap, I got to tell you, that sucker is smart. That scares me that a plant will trap a fly and even want to eat it. That just blows my mind. So as far as I'm concerned, I think we're going to be okay as nature. I think we will. You know, and I think the gist of that is get flooding insurance. If they say all our economic downturn is going to be because of flooding, then get some flooding insurance. I think we'll be okay. All right, guys, we're coming up on break. When we come back, a lot to talk about in medical news. Please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, take in your emails at drdalia.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are all excited about this one, and maybe you men are going to be excited about this one as well. Dr. Dahlia here. Thank you all for tuning in. Scientists think they actually have found the gene that could maybe tell us when we're going to go through menopause. So, like, if my husband wants to hide, you know, and run for the hills, he may know what year to do that based on this, okay? They say new genetic factors associated with a woman's age when she begins menopause has been identified by an international team of researchers. You know, that always makes me laugh when you hear that. They needed an international team. You know, they had to get somebody from Germany. They had to get somebody from Iraq. They had to get somebody from Somalia. They had to get somebody from Brazil, right, to help with this one. I mean, you really needed to just draw in all minds. Researchers identified 13 loci, which are a specific location of a gene or a chromosome that's locus, the locus in plural, loci or loci. I think you could do loci. Linked with immune function and DNA repair, which have an effect on when menopause begins. Okay, these are researchers from Boston U. Fancy college, very fancy college. right? And they also confirmed four previously established loci. Ooh, lots of loci. For most women, menopause, they call this the term for the end of reproductive function for the ovaries. Yeah, we women call it hell. You guys call it whatever you want. Okay, usually occurs in the 50s. Now, previous studies, look at the age. They kind of, you know, zero in on the genes associated with the estrogen pathway. But this one looks at the role of genes which regulate DNA repair and immune function, as well as genes affecting neuroendocrine pathways of ovarian function at regulating age at menopause. Boy, they know how to make something sound boring, don't they? Indicating the process of aging is involved in both somatic and germline aging. Are you guys getting all this? I'm not. The new findings, they say, bring us closer to understanding the genetic basis for the timing of menopause. All right, so they want to know what crashes when we go through menopause. But see, not all of us just, you know, crash. Some of us slowly start dropping our estrogen, like moi, to the point where I'm giving a speech in front of a whole bunch of people, a room packed full with people, and then I start to go through my hot flash and sweat. It's one of the most embarrassing things. All right, yes, I would like to know the timing. I'm in my early 40s. Really? Really? Am I going through premenopause now? Really? We hope that as a better understanding of the biological effects of these menopause-related variants, oh, I got some variants for you, are uncovered, we will gain new insights into the connections between menopause and cardiovascular disease. I don't give a damn about the cardiovascular disease. I don't want a hot flash in front of people. Give me estrogen. All right, well, that's menopause for you. Boy, these researchers know how to make a study sound boring. Gosh. You know, I was asked to do a paper. And I was working on some really cool bacteria experiments. I go, write the paper. Now, I could write a column. I could write a poem. I could write a limerick. Couldn't write one of those dry, boring, statistical, N-value, experimental, conclusive, decisive papers. I'd fall asleep. Right? No, couldn't do it. Okay. Let's look at more news. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, caffeine may alter women's estrogen levels. Amen there, brother. All right, caffeine changes women's estrogen levels, as has different effects on Asian and white women. Okay, they looked at 250 women, small study. They consumed 90 milligrams of caffeine, which is like one cup of caffeinated coffee. All right, and they say women, especially Asian, who consumed an average of 200 milligrams of coffee, almost two, right, had elevated estrogen levels compared to women who consume less. Now, remember, estrogen falls with menopause, okay? And so if you want to induce your own estrogen, but these were women age 18 to 44. So just because you're a coffee drinker in your 50s doesn't help. You actually have to have the ovaries working. But drinking coffee boosted your estrogen. No wonder so many women like it. They say white women who consume the same amount of caffeine had slightly lower levels than women who consumed less, lower estrogen levels. So what does that mean? Black women who consumed 200 more milligrams of caffeine daily had elevated estrogen levels, but this was not statistically significant. Okay, well, can you tell us what is stuttering? Guys, check your radios. You having a radio problem? Check. Just tap the radio. What is statistically significant? Good. See, radio sounds better. The caffeine consumed by women in the study came from coffee, black tea, green tea, and caffeinated tea. It looks like Asian women probably have the biggest effect of estrogen. They say consuming 200 milligrams of caffeine from coffee mirrored all the above findings, but consumption of more than one cup of soda, green tea, was associated with higher estrogen in all women. Oh, okay, so get that. Black women and white women, we could listen in on this. Well, if we drink caffeinated soda or green tea, no wonder I feel better when I have soda pop. I need my soda pop. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not the most feminine by any means. Not the most feminine, but no wonder. The caffeine-related changes in estrogen levels did not appear to affect women's ovulation. Okay, so it doesn't make you get pregnant. Don't worry. Whew. Oh, I know. Oh, that would stink. Can you imagine? All right, so the researchers followed the women for up to two menstrual cycles. Well, that's not long. Oh, do you guys see the humor in that? The researchers followed the women for up to two menstrual cycles. Then they probably got the hell out of there. Yeah, yeah, see? Okay, yeah, women, It just, you know what? Don't follow me. Okay, you aren't going to make it past the first menstrual cycle if you're going to follow me with your little notepad and calculator and protractor and goniometer. Yeah, please. They say about 89% of U.S. women age 18 to 34 consume the caffeine equivalent of 1.5 to 2 cups of coffee a day. All right. Well, please don't tell us how much we menstruate. You know, I got a male audience. I got a huge male audience. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this. All right, so guys, you know, give women their coffee, I guess. Man. Oh, these are hard to go through, these articles. I know. What is my job? What is my job as the Dr. Dahlia Show? Well, I guess, I mean, to entertain, but to also kind of sift through these articles and, you know, kind of put them in scientific language to plain English. And sometimes I can't do it. You know, sometimes I really can't. I mean, get to the point. Just say estrogen good, coffee good, black tea good, you know, soda pop bad. Just say that. Make our lives easy, please. Okay, I want to talk about this cute little six-legged lamb. Did you guys hear about this in Georgia? Georgia. All right. Looks like a Georgian farmer is now the talk of the village. Oh, this is so cute. Because he has a piebald lamb, which has 4 legs in the front and 2 hind legs, born in Vilichi, Georgia. Oh, this isn't Georgia State. This is Georgia country. Oh, no peace of mind. I'm still going to sing the song. Just an old sweet song. Okay, it appears to have at least partial control of every limb on its body. Wow, 6 legs. Okay, so this is up in, like, Georgia, country Georgia. They say mutations are not as rare as thought, and a 3-legged cat and a 2-headed lamb were born in Georgia earlier. I wonder if it's some radiation. This could be Fukushima, can it? In 2006, a lamb with 6 legs, 4 in the front and 2 in the back, was born on a farm in Belgium. And in August 2010, a 2-legged lamb was born in China. The lamb was to be killed, but it was reported when the farmer saw the lamb's determination to live, she dropped the idea and kept him as a pet. Oh, good. Whew. Chinese woman has a little lamb. E-I-E-I-O. All right. Well, you know, that's nice. All right. Also, talking about odds, I guess there's a 53-year-old woman in Great Britain that got pregnant by natural means, gave birth. I mean, you know, she's got grandkids, and now she gave birth. 53 years old, naturally. Yeah, naturally. So when your periods stop when you're 53, don't just think it's menopause. It could actually be a pregnancy. I've seen it happen. I ain't lying. All right. I think they say the oldest woman to give natural birth is 59 years old. Getting pregnant at 59. My ovaries could be done as far as I'm concerned. Just go. Just go sleep. Go to sleep. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Medical Talk Radio. All right, so let's kind of review some of the top stories. Apparently, HPV has been found in 7% of our teenagers' mouths. Now, HPV is a human papillomavirus, right? If you remember, HPV causes cervical cancer. It causes genital warts. Then what the heck is HPV doing in our little babies' mouths? It's because our teenagers are probably having oral sex. It's also in 7% of our adult mouths, all right? So, right, guys, you know, what you put in your mouth can kill you. Now, HPV is also linked to throat cancer. So I don't know what these kids are thinking, but if third base is what they call it, they need to stop that and go home, right, or pitch a foul, but or walk the balls. I don't know how you call it in baseball. You like that pun? Baseball lingo, walk. But get four balls and you walk or whatever. But, okay, you know what? Not bad. Not bad for a girl. Not bad. But these kids got to stop it. 7% of American teens carry human papillomaviruses. Right? Okay. So, nuh-uh. Not happening. Not happening in my household. All right? Stick a lollipop in your mouth. All right? We also talked about how in Ecuador they have these clinics where they're trying to crack people who are homosexual and try to make them heterosexual by beating them, holding them, handcuffing them, right? There was a lady who attested to being there for 18 months, and they beat her probably every day while she was handcuffed. And no, she didn't turn heterosexual. So the country of Ecuador is trying to find these clinics. They've already closed down three, and hopefully they continue to do that. All right. We say goodbye to Juan Epstein. Remember Juan Epstein? Oh, darn. I just lost his name. I'm sorry. Remember Welcome Back, Kotter? The guy that played Juan Epstein, Robert Hegyes. We say goodbye to him today. Apparently, he died of a heart attack at age 60. He was the funny one that always had a fake note from his mom in school. Yeah, funny guy. Heart attack. Too young. Just way too young. Also in entertainment news, Brad Pitt admits to being addicted to pot and being completely depressed, having out-of-control depression and pot use in his 1990s. He told Hollywood Reporter, "I got really sick of myself at the end of the 90s. I was hiding out from the celebrity thing. I was smoking way too much dope. I was sitting on the couch and just turning into a donut, and I really got irritated with myself." I know, he led a horrible life, you know, with all those movies. Yep, I know, I'm being rich. All right. He said he had a semester of depression. Now, keep in mind, marijuana is very depressing, okay? Marijuana does cause depression. And so, very vicious cycle. It may calm you down. You may feel relaxed. But people that come in telling me they have depression, a lot of them smoke pot, right? Or a lot of people smoke pot have depression. And again, you know, just baffles us how Hollywood stars could have such horrible lives to go through this. But he did. And it was nice that he opened up about it. You know, now he's up for an Oscar. And I haven't seen Moneyball. I heard it was a good movie. I haven't seen it, though. I haven't seen it. Demi Moore looks like had a seizure because she was doing whippets. Now, I'm older. I don't really know what – I had to kind of look up what a whippet is. I mean, I remember kids in school would be inhaling whipped cream. So I guess that's what it is, the nitrous oxide – in the whipped cream. So she was doing that. Isn't that what, like, you know, teenagers do inappropriately? Well, I guess she was doing that, and that's what induced a seizure. From what I understand, she's stable. She's also been battling depression after her split with Ashton Kutcher. So we just have all these people depressed and exhausted and passing out and doing drugs, and we here outside of Hollywood can do nothing but feel sorry for them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand. I mean, I understand it's got to be tough. We were talking about it. I mean, for Demi Moore to look the way she is, she probably has to eat maybe 200 calories a week to keep that body, whereas if I eat 2,000 calories a day, I'm crawling across the floor to get to work and gain my energy. So 200 calories a week, probably not. It's got to be tough. All right. In good medical news, we found that statins or cholesterol medication may actually stave off liver cancer. This was a very, very cool, very, very cool study. People with hepatitis B that were just incidentally taking cholesterol medication, right, to lower their cholesterol, the statin medications, your Lipitor, Crestor, Pravacol, you know, atorvastatin, simvastatin, etc., had less of a risk of getting liver cancer from hepatitis B. Now, previously in tonight's show, we went through the hepatitis A you get from a restaurant or somebody who oral fecally contaminated you. That's what we call it. We call it oral fecal contamination. Somebody didn't wash his hands after touching his tushy, touches the food you put in your mouth, oral fecal. Yeah, that's it. Nope, no, it doesn't have to be anything in a, you know, no, it's nothing sexual. Oral fecal means something in somebody's gastrointestinal system gets into your mouth. That's called oral fecal transmission, and it usually happens in restaurants. So that's the hepatitis A. You get sick, you get jaundice, still very seriously sick, but many people do better. It's self-limited. But your hepatitis B and hepatitis C, that's the scary stuff, because those could cause cancer. That could cause liver disease, et cetera, and B even more so than hepatitis C. So they looked at a study of 33,000 individuals with hepatitis B from 97 to 2008, and those who took the cholesterol medication, the statin, were less likely to develop liver cancer than those who were not prescribed statins. So that was some pretty, pretty cool stuff. So that was also, I like telling good medical news, all right? I hate talking about sad medical news. We talked about a woman whose, I guess, boyfriend's ex-girlfriend starts stabbing her, but because she had saline breast implants, it saved her life. This was a Florida woman, a 41-year-old, was stabbed repeatedly in the chest, and luckily the knife just pierced her saline implant. Now, she had just gotten the saline breast job done for $6,000 3 months prior. For those of us that don't have $6,000, I suggest let's just get the implants, put some water balloons in our bra. I mean, you hear of all these stabbings and people's implants saving their lives. Well, then why don't we just, I mean, why can't it be an outplant? Right? Implant, outplant. I mean, if we don't have the $6,000, just kind of put it outside. Saline, right? I mean, water balloon will pop, but something similar to that, put it outside. Save yourself the surgery, and then if someone stabs you, you're still good. Why not? Okay. Another study came out today saying that high heels can be very dangerous. Ooh, oh no, spooky, spooky. All right, high heels. A new study in the Journal of Applied Physiology. You guys have the Journal of Applied Physiology? You guys subscribe to that one? Nah, me neither. Journal of Applied Physiology may make women think twice about wearing towering heels every day. Researchers in Australia took a close look at 9 women who had worn high heels to the outback 40 hours a week for at least 2 years. The women were compared to a group of 10 women. Ooh, this is a big study. Who rarely wore heels. So this is a 9 woman versus 10 women. I got to tell you, the suspense is killing me. Scientists put electrodes on the ladies to monitor muscle activity and used ultrasound probes to monitor the length of muscle fibers in their leg while the woman walked around. I wouldn't probably volunteer for this because it sounds like you'd have to shave your legs. Researchers found the fibers in the calf muscles of the women who wear heels a lot shorten over time, putting more strain on those muscles. They stressed their tendons and their Achilles tendon, which made them more likely to develop straining injury. Thank God they did the study. I could have told them after wearing high heels I could barely walk. Oh, my Lord. 9 people versus 10 women with electrodes and probes. Thank heavens we have scientists doing this. Well, anyway, we're coming up at the end. Don't forget to go to my Facebook page. I want you to see these diagrams and actual video footage of the first mobile phone from the 1920s. Really cool stuff. We were talking about this in the previous hour. Alexander Graham Bell in 1880 thought about doing a wireless phone, but he was so busy doing everything else, it didn't fly. But by the 1920s, there was an inventor, W.W. McFarlane, that actually made a wireless phone. It was pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, great show tonight. You all be safe. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take care.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.